This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, some women, they get frustrated when men speak about al-hijab. Say, here we go. The topic has been repeated again over and over, and they don't like this. But the thing is, we need to understand that a woman that doesn't adhere to the hijab or a man that doesn't adhere to the Islamic dress code, and you're risking your dua being accepted. See why the topic is big? The topic is huge. It's not just a matter of, I don't like how you're dressing and how you're wearing. This is me telling you, sister, your dua, it's at risk of not being answered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke about a man that would travel and his head is all disheveled and he's all dusty and he raises his hand. He says, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. Look, he's brought all the etiquette of dua. He's a traveler, disheveled hair, dusty, he's very humble. He's raised his hand, he's saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, calling Allah with the best of his names. But then his dua is paused, it's stopped. Why? Malbasuhu haram. His dress is haram. He hasn't obeyed Allah in the way he dresses. Wa mashrabuhu haram, wa mat'amuhu haram. What he eats is haram, his income is haram, what he drinks is haram. Wa hudhiya bil haram, he's nurtured upon haram. Fa anna yustajabu lidhalik. How can Allah answer such a person? So the matter is bigger than just me being concerned about your clothing and how you look like. This is, of course, judgment on the Day of Judgment with Allah Azza wa Jal. But we're here looking out for each other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man satara ala muslim satara Allahu alayhi fi dunya al akhirah. Anyone who protects and covers a believer, Allah will cover him on the Day of Judgment. And covering a believer doesn't just mean to cover his faults and his sins, but to also cover his awrah. So when I say, dear sister, cover your awrah, I'm doing this with intention that Allah covers me on the Day of Judgment. So this has nothing to do with you. This has everything to do with me and earning a reward that Allah Azza wa Jal covers me on the Day of Judgment. If you saw the awrah of your brother exposed, and you said to him, brother, your awrah in the back is exposed, raise your pants. And he did so, you enter under this hadith, that whoever covers the privates of his brother, Allah will cover him on the Day of Judgment. So there's immense reward for this. And the point is this. Who is the woman that was mentioned by name in the Quran? Maryam, radiyallahu anha. There are other women mentioned in the Quran, but all of them were referred to in pronoun. I think there was like about 18 or 19 women mentioned in the Quran. Some good and some bad. But the only one that was mentioned by name was Maryam, and she has a whole surah in her name. If I ask you something. Allah Azza wa Jal, at the end of Surah Al-Tahrim, he said, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And then after that, he said, وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, he gave the believers an example, a role model. And that was Asia, the wife of Fir'aun, and also who? Maryam ibnata Imran. She was a role model for mankind. Not only for women, but also for the men. She was a role model. But what made her a role model? What makes her a role model? Here in the same ayah, Allah will tell us what made her a role model. Three things made her a role model. وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. Three things made her a role model. The first one of them was أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. She covered her privates. Her modesty made her a role model. This أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا includes everything related with modesty. And so al-hijab and covering up is included in أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. This is what made her a role model. How can we ignore? How can we possibly ignore the matter of al-hijab and modesty of a woman? When we're saying this is the Quran, this is our book, this is the book of our Lord. And you want to be happy that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned and made mention of a woman in the Quran, Maryam. طيب, what about Maryam? What did you learn from her? The greatest thing that made her a role model above the list was her modesty, was the fact that she protected, safeguarded herself from shamelessness and lewdness and vulgarity and so on. So al-hijab enters into this meaning of ahsanat farjaha. And from al-hijab is to remove this makeup before you walk out, is to remove any perfume that is on you before you walk out of the house. All of this It taints and it tarnishes al-hijab. Wal-hijab, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. But today, it's been modeled, right? It's been modeled. Oh, fancy colors and fancy shapes and styles, and this one's lighter than this, and this one. What? Al-hijab. See, I'll tell you something about al-hijab. The less attractive you look with al-hijab, the correct hijab it is. The more attractive you look with this hijab you're wearing, the less hijab you're wearing. The point of the hijab was concealment, was to cover. It wasn't to attract, it wasn't to make you look beautiful. The point of al-hijab is not to make you look beautiful and attractive. That's not the point. The point of al-hijab is to make you look less and less attractive so that whoever walks past doesn't even want to look at you. That's the point of al-hijab.